be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with Elbert Insurance Agency to secure a policy today to protect their tomorrows.
Hi, this is Mike from the Elbert Insurance Agency. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, we can help. Your family is as important as ours. Call us in Harbor Beach at 479-0143 or in Port Hope at 428-4113.
You're listening to the WLNW Sports Network at the half. The Red Hawks find themselves in the lead by 5 points, 26-21 over the Harbor Beach Pirates. At the end of the first quarter, Cass City was leading 13-12. In the second quarter, they outscore Harbor Beach by 4 points, 13-9, to take a 5-point lead into the half. Leading the Cass City Red Hawks with scoring was Colin Rubel with 8 points, Hayden Horn had 7, Landon Schenk had 4, Santa Cathrell at 3, who hit that 3 just with about 5 seconds left in that half. Then Luke Stern and Zach Beecher, each with 2 points. They have not attempted a free throw tonight, and they have 4 turnovers. For the Harbor Beach Pirates, they're led by Evan Smiglinski with 10 points. Mason Yon has 8, and Parker Yon has 3 points. And that's all the scoring for the Pirates for a total of 21 points. From the free throw line, they're 2 for 4 for 50%, and they have 5 turnovers, one more than Cass City. John Mooney, what do you have for shooting?
Hot shooting, that's what I have. I mean, let's talk about Cass City first of all. Okay, they were 6 for 10 in the first quarter, 60%, 5 for 12 in the second quarter, 41%, grand total 11 for 22, 50%. You'd swear
wow,
that they probably practiced in this gym,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, slightly.
I mean, even breaking it down is kind of fun, too, because they're 4 for 12 outside the line. That's 33%. Inside, believe it or not, if they didn't travel, they're 7 for 10 right now, 70%.
Really?
It is really strange.
Holy cow. What about the Pirates?
The Pirates, they're shooting, I think, pretty good for being the visitor team. And you've got to get used to it and everything. First quarter, they were 5 for 17, 29 points. There was a lot of little puppies missed on that first quarter, but that's the way it goes. And then they got cut down as far as production. They were 3 for 10, 30%, so 8 for 27 total, 29%. Inside the arc, they were 5 for 19. That is a key right there. They have to be a little bit better at that. You hit those puppies. They were 3 for 8. That's about where you'd expect them to be, 37% on the outside.
So 37% on the outside, 5 for 19. That's less than 25% there inside. And that's probably in part why Harbor Beach has had 5 offensive rebounds right away. Smiglinski was clean of the boards, but they had no offensive rebounds in that second quarter. Cass City has not had an offensive rebound either tonight altogether.
In foul trouble, as far as Harbor Beach is concerned, Mason Yon has 2.
Yeah.
Colin Rubel has 2. And I was thinking about foul trouble. You're not going to find too many people that are going to have foul trouble on the inside. But right now they're double-teaming Evan Smiglinski, and there's not much he can do. Aaron Fernald did make that adjustment in the second quarter. And you know, after all, Mr. Smiglinski had 3 buckets in the first quarter, and then he was limited to 2 buckets in the second quarter, and that was pretty much it. They found their way how they wanted to defend him. For Harbor Beach, they're not getting the better looks like they had in the first quarter, but they're still getting the looks. And it's interesting to see which ones are going to take the shots and which ones are not. How Cass City is not guarding the ones that are not.
Cass City and Harbor Beach both had 6 defensive rebounds in the second quarter, no offensive rebounds. Harbor Beach with a total of 14 on the night, Cass City at 10. And the difference was, of course, in the first quarter when Harbor Beach had 5 offensive rebounds, 3 defensive rebounds, compared to Cass City's just 4 in that first quarter. To start this second half, we will have, looks like, Cass City ball to begin this third quarter as they have a 5-point lead, 26-21. Back and forth so far. We had, 4 lead changes in the second quarter alone, as well as 1 tie on the night, 2 ties and 4 lead changes.
This is kind of mirroring that game that we did here last time.
A little bit, yeah.
It's kind of uncanny how that goes. Now, the question is can Cass City remain that hot? I mean, who shoots 50% for the entire game? It's unheard of, but, let's watch and find out.
Yeah, Harbor Beach, let's see here, in that 5 for 19 on the inside, just doing the math here, that's 26% inside, 37% outside. Kansas City 70% outs inside, 33% inside. They have 4 threes to boot. Pretty good stat so far.
It's been a really interesting first half. Most coaches just played to get rid of it. Now let's start the second half. Here comes the inbound.
There's and into Hayden Horn in the backcourt for Kansas City. Over to the right wing to Stern. Back up to the top to Schenk to Cathrell. Left wing being guarded by Puff. On the low block, back out to the top to Anthus. Anthus dribbling at the right elbow. Stops his dribble to Stern. Top of the key against Smiglinski. Starts his dribble down the right side of the lane. And Stern gets it to go high off the glass, in for 2 points. And Cass City out to their largest lead of the night at 7, 28-21. 7.5 to play in the third quarter. We have a whistle, and this can be a push against Cass City. This will be the first team foul of the second half for Cass City, and the first going against Luke Stern for the Redhawks. No, excuse me, number 4, Hayden Horn. That's his second.
Speaking of Luke Stern, he really made a smart play on the offense. They came out on his three-point shot. He just went ahead and dribbled around and made the layup.
Anderson at the right wing in trouble. Picked up his dribble. Over to Smiglinski, top of the key. Bails him out. He's not going to dribble with it, probably for good reason. Mason Jan against Cathrell. Matchup of the night. And off the glass, dives right into the lane. And Jan has 10 points and brings Harbor Beach back within 5. Cass City 28, Harbor Beach 23. Both teams with a basket apiece.
Nice drive by Jan.
Stern, top of the key, against Parker Jan. Now to Anthus against Mason Jan. Harbor Beach in a man-to-man. Hayden Horn against Anderson. Gets a screen from Schenk. There's Smiglinski to scoop him up. Out to Anderson. 6:45 left in the third. 28-23 into the corner. Cathrell gets a screen from Stern. Inside the lane. Floaters off the mark. Rebound Smiglinski. And here comes Devin Puff in the Pirates. 15th rebound for Harbor Beach tonight. Parker Jan inside the lane, off the glass too much. Gets his own rebound, no, still loose. Now Smiglinski has it, right block, and he is fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line for 2 shots. He was fouled by Landon Schenk from behind. That's his first and Cass City's second. Evan Smiglinski, as you'd imagine, a big man of his stature, 6'6", a junior. Historically not the best from the free throw line, but we've been surprised so far tonight.
Bounce swish.
This is just the fifth free throw for Harbor Beach tonight, and he missed that one. 28-23, 6:22 left in the third. Cass City leading by 5 points. They have now trailed Harbor Beach more than 2 points. And that was in the second quarter. It's been Cass City all ever since. Second free throw in and out, no good. Rebound still loose, and Parker Jan has it. Keeps possession alive for Harbor Beach. Mason Jan, right wing, dribbling to the free throw line, inside the lane. Layup is no good. Rebound, Schenk for Cass City. Hayden Horn pushing tempo, wide open. Cathrell for 3. This one is good.
That was silk.
Saw that one coming, and he has 6 points now, and we have a timeout called by Ron Ribble and the Pirates as they trail by 8 points with 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Cass City 31, Harbor Beach 23.
If you're forced to deal with the Michigan winter, you might as well have some fun with it, even if outside says otherwise. But the same can be said about your health and wellness. If you're going to have to deal with it, you might as well be sure about it. Our goal at Sure is to make the wonderful world of copays, deductibles, and everything in between as seamless as possible. And that begins with our vision of better health and better life. We just don't want you to be the healthiest and strongest version of yourself, but we want you to have the best possible experience as well. With Sure, you can expect the highest quality care with the most caring and understanding team of healthcare professionals in the entire biz. There's a reason why Sure, time and time again, gets recognized as one of the highest ranking healthcare organizations in the state and even the nation. And it all begins with seeing one of our 11 primary care providers in Caseville, Elkton, Pigeon, and Sebring. Go to Sure.org and click on that little stethoscope at the top to get your winter back on track. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Six minutes left in the third quarter, coming out of a full timeout called by Harbor Beach. Devin Fingle acting point guard for the Pirates. To Mason Jan of the right wing against Cathrell. Belly button defense. Now Fingle against Horn at the top of the key. Dribbles to his left. Look passes to his right to Parker Jan against Stern. Devin Puff at the high post. down to the low post to Smiglinski.